Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart Broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, the Bible says, "Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led." I'm going to skip down to the end of the chapter, and then I'll explain. But verse 28 through 31. "God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way." Before Jesus went back to heaven, he left us a reminder of the commission to the believers and the work of the church, Acts 1:8. Our commission is to get people saved, get them baptized, to get them to join the church and teach them how to go get people saved, get baptized, and join the church. That's what Matthew 28, 19, and 20 are all about. You see, that was the commission that we were left to do, the work that was left, and it was the last words of Jesus himself before his final ascent to heaven. This job of getting people saved and baptized and getting them out soul winning and getting them members of our church can get complex, though. Somebody needs to design and order the tracks. Someone needs to train soul winners. Someone needs to fill out decision slips and at the altar. Some need to get follow-up. Somebody needs to prepare the baptistry, the baptistry close. As a church grows, the buildings need to be built, and the buildings need cleaned and need bigger ones, and someone has to track and help with the finances, and it just goes on and on and on. Jesus told us that he was leaving us the Holy Spirit to help us. The Holy Spirit would equip us believers with special gifts so that the work of getting people saved and baptized and training them to do so could be more efficient and more effective. These gifts are not given as substitutes for soul winning. Rather, they're giving as aids for soul winning to reach more people. We have a generation of religious people that think the gifts of the Spirit are to prove how spiritual they are, and they're not winning a person to Christ. They just want everybody to watch them and how wonderful they are. Well, hate to disappoint you, but that's not what a gift of the Spirit's for. A gift of the Spirit is to be used to get people saved and get them soul winning and get them as a productive member of the church. Soul winning is not one of the gifts of the Spirit. Soul winning is a command given to all believers. We're Mark 16, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Go ye. He didn't say go preachers, go missionaries. He said go ye. See, each Christian is given different gifts in order that soul winning and the running of soul winning can be done more effectively. Your service for God is not complete if you only exercise your gift. There is no need for your gift if there is no soul winning. Too many churches and Christians focus on finding a gift instead of seeing the Great Commission fulfilled. As we do the work of God, the Holy Spirit will reveal in us what gift we have as we serve. My church is filled with people of different abilities. Some can sing, some cannot. Some can teach, some don't teach very well. I have folks that are friendly, congenial, and do great at greeting. I have others that are scared to death of their own shadow. You see, there's a place for everybody to serve and to help at their level with what they have. Now, we have to understand something. 1 Corinthians 12 says over and over, one is given one gift, one is given another gift. It's like our body. That's what 1 Corinthians 12 is about. My finger is not supposed to be that like my leg. I can't walk on my finger, but I can walk with my legs. Each body part is different and serves a different purpose. The same is true in the church. Now, I must hurry. Let's look at these gifts very, very quickly so that we understand how to get the gospel out. First of all, the words of wisdom. This is someone who knows the Bible well enough to advise based on what the Bible says. This isn't somebody who has an opinion. This is somebody who's learned in the scriptures. This means you have the ability to counsel based on the Bible and not opinion. This is not education or intelligence. It's a God-given sense in the Holy Spirit using the Bible as God wants. Next, a word of knowledge. This is someone who can relate to a lot of people based on a practical, usable truth. This isn't somebody that can teach a liturgical type lesson. This is somebody who knows how to take the truth of the Word of God and apply it to people's lives. This is not some intellect who wants to show off how smart he is. This is a person who knows how to take a principle and transfer it to a child, to a teenager, to an adult. These aren't necessarily experts. They're just good at general knowledge. Number three, faith. These are people willing to live on the edge, letting God supply. People like George Mueller, Lester Roloff. They're good at their faith. Next, the gifts of healing. This can be medically used. This is someone who knows how to help heal people's emotions. This is someone who knows how to heal relationships. These aren't phony, fake people. These aren't, oh, let me give you a hug and you'll feel better kind of people. No, these are people who know how to not kiss the boo-boo, but make the boo-boo go away. These aren't people who just claim to be psychologists. No, a psychologist can't help you. The Word of God can. But there are some personalities who have the ability that people will listen to and they'll heal from it. Number five, the working of miracles. These are about soul winning, not magic. For instance, I won a trucker to Christ. About a year and a half later, he ended up dying as a young man, had a packed house, had 32 people saved. A miracle. I had a neighbor when I bought my new house and died, and they asked me to do his memorial service, and 15 people saved. What a miracle. I could go on and on and on and on. Number six, prophecy. These are people who have the ability to look ahead. That's my deacon board. These men help me look ahead for the work, and how can we, in 6 months, where will we be, in a year, in 2 years, in 5 years, in 10 years, and we're looking ahead for the work. Someone has to foresee based on the situation. Number seven, the discerning of the spirits. This is the ability to see how close to the Bible things are. And lastly, diverse tongues and interpretations. I have people that know sign language. I have people that know Spanish. I have people that know Ukrainian, and they have the ability to speak in another language. Hey, those are the gifts of the Spirit, so we can reach people in those areas. These aren't weird things. It's God's way. Let's have a great day. Let's give God a great day from the pastor's heart.
Thank you for listening to the pastor's heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.